It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Florida holds its Republican primary today, and while we can't predict a winner, we do know that Texas Congressman Ron Paul will be spending his day campaigning in Colorado. Joining me with more is Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
Now, it's somewhat telling, I think, that Ron Paul won't be in Florida today, but at least for his first Colorado stop, he will be talking to his biggest group of supporters, young college students at Colorado State University.
That's the first of three places he's going to be going. And CSU is a little bit more conservative than some of the other universities in the state. So I think his audience will probably be more in line with his philosophy. But he seems to attract quite a following among young people. So that should be a good start for his quick tour through Colorado.
Paul is going to speak at the Lowry Student Center starting at 10 o'clock this morning. What about the other two Colorado stops that you had mentioned? Where is he going to be, and what kind of a crowd is he going to be talking to?
He's going to be in Denver as his second stop, and he's going to be at a hotel in the old Stapleton Airport area. And coincidentally, that's just a couple blocks from where his field office is. And then he's swinging into Colorado Springs for a whistle stop tour. And it isn't expected to spend a lot of time either in Denver or Colorado Springs, but definitely will have a presence and will probably attract a fair amount of people as well.
We've also learned that Rick Santorum will be making a stop in Lone Tree this morning and will be in Woodland Park tomorrow afternoon. His visit and Ron Paul's come 1 week ahead of Colorado's Republican caucus. And Jody, I'm also hearing that Mitt Romney may make a visit as well before next Tuesday.
He's scheduled to be in on actually the day of the Colorado caucus, February 7th, and actually coming in the day before February 6th. And reportedly he's having a fundraiser on one of those days. We assume it's Monday, although we haven't been given any details. But he has a lot of support in the state. This is a state that went for Romney last time around and was, you know, very supportive of the former governor. So we look to see that most of the establishment Republicans are backing Romney, and their campaign tell us that they're expecting a good, solid win from Colorado.
And so we've covered those three. What about a visit from Newt Gingrich?
We haven't had any confirmation yet, but they're probably going to be swinging through Nevada, which is also a caucus, an early caucus state. So we wouldn't be surprised. The theme of this week is actually candidates going west. So we think we'll probably see Newt Gingrich at some time before Super Tuesday, where delegates are going to take the first step to being elected.
Colorado Republicans moved up the date for their caucus from March to February 7th. But since we don't know the outcome of Florida yet, will the caucus make a difference, since really nothing counts until the primary that will be held here in Colorado in June?
Well, one of the things that they'll be doing immediately on caucus night is taking informal, non-binding preference polls of the candidates. So that could make headlines and at least, you know, buoy some of the candidates on. Also, it's the first real starting point for delegates to be elected to the national convention. And although they won't be actually choosing delegates on Tuesday night, it's when Republicans first have to make their feelings known that they want to compete for one of the 36 slots going to Tampa. It's going to be an important night, and whether or not a candidate wins is probably pretty important, at least for in terms of momentum.
Well, indeed. And speaking of momentum, I guess we will know more after tonight in Florida and Saturday's voting in Nevada. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper.